3, 2, 1.
Okay.
It's not bad.
That right before the end, right before it clears your palate, just like rainbow sherbet.
Yeah, but then you get a little bit of an acidic taste.
You get the sour.
Yeah, you get this. It is a sour. That's what it is. This week, boys, we are drinking Prairie Artisan Ale's Rainbow Sherbet Sour Ale with rainbow sherbet flavors.
Yay.
I've drank a lot of these. Bad. Prairie has my favorite sours Prairie does. But
Prairie dogging it.
This is by far my favorite. They have one called Vape Tricks, which is like a cherry sour. It's too acidic. They've got Blueberry Boyfriend, which is a blueberry sour, which is actually really good. They've got like three other ones. There's like a pineapple one. I can't remember the other two off the top of my head right now, but the Rainbow Sherbet is by far my favorite, and it's 5.2% alcohol in this bad boy.
That's pretty good.
It's better than a White Claw.
But really, I only drink about two of these.
It's all around better than a White Claw.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
More flavor. But really, after two of them, there's so much. They use citric acid in it for flavor. It's just too much.
I can already feel it on my tongue.
Yeah, like it's too much citric acid for me. But like two of these, I mean, they're great. Like I said, they quench your thirst. They're really refreshing. But as much as I love it, it really is only a two drinker.
This is something that you want to roll off the tongue. You don't want it to sit in your mouth. You definitely want.
It's really good.
Let it like just quickly run across really your tongue and then swallow it, and then you'll get the most taste out of it without hitting too much of the sour aftertaste.
But nope, I'm a big, big fan of it. Prairie's got a lot of them. Yeah. And like I said, while this isn't a beer,
what is it called?
It is one of my favorite. I mean, it's a sour, is what it is. It's a fruit beer. It's
sour.
It's a sour, is what it is. I mean, all of this stuff just usually sour.
Sour.
But man, like I said, I came into this one bringing you guys one of my favorites. So I'm going to go right from the top and just give it a 9 because I already know where it stands for me.
I'll give it a 9.
I'm going to give this one a 7.5.
Why so low?
Because.
What's your problem with it?
It's more about the way I like to drink beers, and I like to drink it slowly and kind of let it like sit in my mouth a little, like sit it, like drink it and kind of drink it slowly. And this is something I kind of want. I can drink it slowly, like not like all at once, but I'm not going to let it sit in my mouth too long. So it's just not my cup of tea, but I do like the flavor. It's just not something I could sit down and have, like you said, too many of.
Well, I didn't ask for it to be a cup of tea. We're drinking beer.
That's what I'm saying. But tea. I mean, I'm ready.
We're not drinking tea.
I do like tea.
Not a tea fan. So 7.5
breaks it down to an 8.5 on that one, which ties it. It ties it with the Marshall This Land, which was our previous high rate. Yep. Or,
and I still love
the Marshalls. But yeah, I mean, this one definitely has the highest individual ratings with the two nines. Yeah. But
I'm a party pooper. So have we had anything that's below a 5 yet?
Not at all.
Maybe that one should have been a 5. Not this one, but the one we tried like 2 weeks ago. That one maybe should have been when we were just like, this isn't good.
Yeah, we probably should have rated it a little lower, but yeah.
You guys didn't know. You didn't
Man,
know.
Yeah, like, no, I we're mean, optimists.
Well, not only that, but we're still kind of in the beginning of this, yeah. So we're not.
You guys are beer babies. You don't know.
I mean, that's kind of fair. I kind of am a beer baby.
Yeah, I get
it. So I only have the classic like Budweiser, Miller.
I did buy a 30 pack of Ice House.
I haven't had an Ice House in years.
I want a 30 pack of Topo Chicos. Oh my God, I still love those things. I was so sad when I looked at my fridge and there weren't any more left.
Go stop by.
There was half of one sitting on that table earlier until I dumped it out.
Yeah, it was clean. Like I came in today thinking, hey, I'm going to clean up before we get going. And it's clean. It's nice. It
Your
nice,
boy took care of it.
It's nice to walk into a clean workspace, if you will.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how I felt about it. Like I was like, we got a lot of cans sitting around, so let's go ahead and clean this up a little bit.
Do our part.
Yep.
Save the world one can at a time. But yeah.
Are you sure that cleanses your palate, or does it just burn?
I think that's going to change the...
I think it's going to burn it all. That sour is probably going to hurt after that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Not for me, dog. The only thing that
that's interesting.
The only thing that does suck about these is they only sell them in like 4 packs.
Yeah.
So
I noticed that when I grabbed it. I was like, oh, only a 4.
They know.
Well, I mean, really,
you want to enjoy like one or two of
them. I mean, if you sit down and drink a 4-pack of this, you're going to be proper fucked up.
Yeah, it's with 5.2. Yep. That's what I love about Ice House too, is a 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's weird? I still can't find a PBR.
Do you have eyes?
Yeah, I do. I've literally gone to 4 different gas stations. I've gone to Apple Market, and it's not there.
It's called Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I know what it's called. And literally, I spent a good 15 minutes.
I find them everywhere.
I spent a good 15 minutes in 2 different stores. I went into their freezer.
Go to Walmart.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I just don't go to Walmart that often anymore.
They definitely have them at Walmart.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
I passed like several 6-packs and 12-packs and 18-packs going to this when I stopped at Quick Trip.
Which one?
The only one in Claremore?
There's actually 2 in Claremore.
Where's the other one?
Oh, by it's the intersection Turnpike.
By Pizza Hut, right?
Oh, that's not Quick Trip. That's not
That Claremore. Is Quick Trip. That is Claremore.
It's actually a bigger one.
That's not Claremore.
It's like twice the size.
It's yes to both of the things you said.
It's the edge of Claremore.
It's Claremore and a Quick Trip.
No one thinks the east side of Claremore is Claremore.
I haven't checked there for beer. But it's because like when I go there, I'm always getting gas like as I'm leaving or coming to work. So it's, I don't think of, well, I do think about.
Does that, come and go right next to?
They have it.
They have to. I was going to say, they have to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't check for beer there. Cause when I go to that gas station, it's usually like first thing in the morning before, like while they have everything locked up. So I never look in that area. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, they have the alcohol locked up.
They really lock it up.
Two to 6 a.m. now. Mm-hmm. It used to be till 10 a.m. But when they changed the Oklahoma drinking laws, they made it to where you can get beer at 6 a.m.
You
now.
Can still buy like champagne.
Yeah, that's what makes sense to me. It's like you can buy the wine and champagne
because there was one because
they're out in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, there was one day where me and the person I was seeing had a big fight, and I was at work, and first thing in the morning I just bought a bottle of champagne and drank it in my car while I was sitting there at work.
They got me popping champagne.
I was, but I was also very upset.
No one knows that. It's all time low, bro.
I don't listen to a lot of All Time Low.
Now that I've got it, you need like 3 more pitches added to that.
I'm not a good singer.
I got your picture. I'm coming with you.
Dear Maria, my
favorite All Time Low song was Remembering Sunday, but it was only because I could play it on guitar and it got me ass so many times.
Mine's back Breaker.
Mine's
Break Your Little Heart.
It's a good one.
God, Remembering Sunday, I could always get any teenage girl when I was in high school to sing along to that song. My God, that's such a good song. Like you're saying so much ass.
There's a time.
That and Dear Maria, like, got it a lot.
I never learned to play that song.
It was a good song.
The only all-time song I ever learned was Remembering Sunday.
I learned a lot of them.
I learned a lot of Mayday Parade. Because that also got a lot of ass.
I didn't really listen to Mayday Parade until really like way did. After Mayday Parade was good. Same with The Main. Like when The Main was first popping, I was like, eh.
I only like a couple of their songs though.
No, like some of them are great.
I still sing the Plain White Tees.
The last time, I mean, hell, I went to a festival like
that face
2018. And it was like The Main, Mayday Parade, All Time Low were like the 3 headliners. And I was like, I feel like I'm in high school. I feel like I'm right out of high school again. This is very strange. But it was fun. It was a good day.
Yeah, Sonic was playing Rhythm of Love by Plain White Tees while I was car hopping today. And I made a bunch of tips because I was just sitting there just singing to the song.
I feel like the one place I've heard...
Your singing is like Ron's. Just 2 different tones at once.
Sing to the rhythm of love!
But, man, like...
I can sing decent.
I can say, honestly, the most I've ever heard Plain White Tees is in a Sonic parking lot. Because the Hey There Delilah Checks comes out. On, like, I'm just like, what the fuck?
That song is so overplayed that even when it...
The song was good when it was new, and that's it.
I never liked that song, ever. Like, so, well, no matter what.
The song came out, I was young, so I was in the proper age to listen to it. And then I just got into, like, the rest of Plain White Tees, and it was around the same time that I was listening to All Time Low and Mayday Parade, and I was super into Mayday Parade. I like knew all of their songs.
There you go.
Including their newer albums now too.
Actually, there's only one Mayday Parade album that I know.
I say their newest albums, but it's probably like an album from like 2015.
My wife posted on her Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
All Time Low?
No, we had a comment come in from Michaela.
Uh-huh.
And Michaela. I was like, what is she commenting on?
Uh-huh.
And then I noticed that my wife posted something on there. And it says, name something you would never buy used.
Michaela?
Michaela said underwear.
Good call.
I thought she just said her. Like, I would never buy me used.
I really want to cut my back make false. That's the only kind of underwear I have.
All of my underwear.
You take it or leave it. Beggars can't be choosers.
I prefer my underwear pre-broken in. Thank you very much.
I would like at least three holes in the back before I buy them.
Please.
They're speed holes.
And thank you.
I need the aerodynamic.
Exactly. It makes me more aerodynamic when I fight.
When I fight.
High speed, low drag.
Exactly. You see any area under there, bro? You see any hair under there?
Michael Phelps.
So fast, it just burns right off.
Yeah. Deja vu. I have been in this phase
before. That last drink every time on these ones is way, way bitter.
But it's good. Drink so many of those. They're so good.
I really like them. They upset my stomach after several.
I get
because of all that sweet.
These are really burpy.
Well, and you got IBS, so. Yeah.
Ibis.
Yeah, you got the Ibis.
Ibis.
My bowel is like, bring it on, bitch.
Yeah, not mine.
I take massive shits every day, so it's fine.
I wish the one thing I wish I could eat spicy food like I could when I was young.
Yeah.
Like that is the one thing I miss in my adult life is eating.
Isn't that weird that we're at the point that we're like, I wish I could do this like I could when I was young.
Oh, yeah. And I'm at the point where it's like, fuck you. I still can't.
Yeah. Well,
not for long.
Yeah. No. Not for long.
Not for give it like four more years. And you'd be like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
But I might just tough through it just because I really like spicy shit.
Like I said, like I haven't had Chipotle in
Chipotle's my
5 years. Like 5 years
because dude, I haven't had it in like 10
because
I've never had Chipotle.
Every time I get it, it's like it's the most delicious, wonderful, heavenly thing going in. But the next day, it is not work because it ruins me the entire day.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not even the fact that it's really like because it's not the spiciest. It's really not. But you definitely know
that's Chinese food.
You have to consider what you eat.
Yep.
Chinese food is just so greasy. It's just like my next day, my stomach's like, ah.
See, that's the thing. Chinese food, no problems for me. I'll
so
eat
weird.
Chinese
We're opposite. Like, yeah. I can eat spicy food all day and be fine.
It also depends on the spice base. If it's like an oil based spice, nope. Not
I miss curry.
Curry's so good.
I've never had curry.
Thai food. There's several good Thai food places in Tulsa.
There's a curry place in Okinawa.
I don't like trying new things. we've canonically established this.
Exactly.
But beer.
I'm trying new beer. Fine.
He's trying new beers.
If it gets me drunk, I'll tell you. I'll try.
There was a really good curry place in Okinawa that like a bunch of Marines would always just have one guy be like, hey, go pick us up this curry. And I'm pretty sure I talked about it where they like your initiation was you had to get a level 10 spiciness.
Isn't curry the stinky stuff?
I mean, it's made with like vegetables and spices.
There's a lot of different kinds of curry. There's a lot of spice into it
that can be.
Okay.
I mean, it can.
And there's a lot of kinds of curry as well.
Well, yeah, but I've always heard of like curry. Like people know when you're cooking curry.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons and tons of spices in it. It's very very spice based, so it is a very very fragrant food. Curry is one of the most fragrant foods you can eat.
Like the ones that we got, like, because you always hear the stereotype of like. You know it's good food because it smells horrible, but it tastes amazing. Like this curry always smelled good and always tasted delicious. But their spiciness, they did not fuck around with the spice. Oh my God. But it was so good. Like even on level 10, you're just like, oh my God, my mouth is burning, but this is delicious. And you just like want to die when you finish.
My thing with Thai food is like, I love Thai food. It's great. It's delicious. It doesn't mess with my stomach at all because it's all usually like gluten-free and everything like that. But Thai food doesn't smell like to me, like, especially if I'm eating like pad Thai, I'll get a whiff of it. And the first thing that my brain thinks is wet dog. And I don't understand why, but oh, it's so good. I love pad Thai so much. Pad Thai and then get you a little bit of green curry and throw in there.
Oh. Yeah. I'm in that point in my life where I really just want to try everything. Like there's very few things I don't like. And if I don't think I'll like it, I want to try it anyway.
I just have a problem spending money on something that I might not like.
That's fair.
Nah.
That's where my biggest like blockade is.
That's
is
a big
like,
thing for a lot of people that don't want to try new things. It's like, I don't, buyer's remorse.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No. Yeah. I just don't want to be like, oh, I paid $20 and I can't even eat it because I don't like it.
At that point, you got to think you're not paying for the food. You're paying to try something new and to like just have an experience to see if you'd like it. And even if it's bad, it's like, oh, at least I tried it and I had this experience. Yeah, a little thing. You gotta think past the fact of like you're not paying for food. You're paying for an experience somewhere. You're paying for something that you want to try.
But the way I look at it is, I'm paying for something. If I get what I like, I'm paying for something I enjoy.
But yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that either.
No, but I mean, it's just like that's what stops me from going any further. It's like,
well, and you also have to be a lot more responsible with your money than a lot of people that you know don't have.
Well,
three
yeah,
kids and a wife.
Yeah, when we go out to eat, it's like $75. Yeah. I don't
want to. So you don't want to spend $75 that you don't like.
I don't want to leave there and be hungry and be like, well, now I got to stop somewhere else and spend another $20 on food.
Yeah, completely fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like you find you find different ingredients that you're cool with, and then you go,
what does this taste like with this?
Yeah, like my an easy thing, like especially like we've been talking about Thai food, an easy thing to try for Thai food for that I would say for you is try like a chicken pad Thai, like a pad Thai with chicken. So it's like it's rice noodles. There's egg. They cook egg into it.
What's a rice noodle?
It's made from rice. It's a noodle made of rice. Oh, okay. Instead of
like flour. Egg noodles.
So they use rice for the grain instead of flour. So they pat. Okay. And then there's egg in it. There's usually broccoli, some like carrots, some
peas, erect right now.
Stuff like that. But they'll do chicken in it as well. Like you add chicken to it.
Sound bad.
So it's kind of like fried rice, but not. I mean, it's completely from a completely different region, but so
kind of like a lo mein.
Yeah, kind of, but not as lo mein taste, because lo mein's
specifically Chinese too.
Yeah.
And that's more of like a soy.
Yeah.
Flavor. And they cook that greasy.
And Thai, they don't use. I mean, you can always add soy to your like soy sauce and everything, but they don't really use soy in Thai food. Like that's how you avoid the gluten. That's and like soy is very gluten
and very sodium-ish. Yeah,
sodium through the roof. But like Thai food is a good. It's like a mixture of like Asian food, like Asian cuisine, like what you would think of, and Indian. Like it's like the it because I mean where it is, it's the in between of like China and Japan and India. So you get a mixture of all three worlds.
The reason I asked about the curry thing was because when I did pest control. We would, there was a couple of locations where like an Indian family lived there and they had their big old bins of rice in the tub.
Yeah.
And like when I walked in, like it's a very distinct smell. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's why I was questioning it. Cause I was like, I remember the smell, but I've never had it.
No. Yeah. That's probably what, or a family that, uses a lot of turmeric and things like that. In Indian families, turmeric, things like spices, things like that are used very, 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 very prevalently in their cuisine.
Yeah.
Therefore, and like I said, the spices that they use are very, very aromatic. And that aromaticness also builds flavor in your food. And like curry is just so good. It's just, sometimes it can smell weird, but it's just because it's not something you're used to.
Yeah. It's just like, it's a smell that I'm not used to being around. So like when you smell something that you're not used to being around, it's kind of like, it sticks in your nose for a while.
It also depends on where you are. Like again, when I was in Japan, it was made by Japanese people, so they have a different style of cooking their curry than Indian people do. Like Indians have more of the stereotype of really like bad smelling curry, but it tastes amazing. Japanese is more mild, like more of a mild smell. I think they don't put as much as like Indian curry does, but it's delicious. There was a place called Ishigufu, and it was.
What does that translate to?
I just knew it was delicious.
Oh, okay.
My God. But it was this place, I'm pretty sure I've talked about before, but it was this place that was just, I'm pretty sure it was just husband and wife, or it may have been like father and son kind of thing. It was really just two people working in there though. But this place would have like a line going down the street, people waiting hours to get this food. And like we would get there just as it opened, and I got this bowl of noodles. Like I got the extra large, so it was huge. Like this, like I would have to hold it with both my hands. It was amazing. And it had I don't know what kind of noodles I had. Actually it was udon noodles. We had udon noodles. I don't remember what kind of broth there was, but they had leeks and they put a ostrich egg on the top of it. Like a soft boiled ostrich egg on the top of it,
egg?
No, ostrich.
That's a big ass egg, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, like half of it was like this.
Ostrich eggs are way bigger than that. Are you talking like a goose egg?
No, like when they cut it in half, it was like this.
An ostrich egg?
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm going to say goose egg. I'm telling ostrich eggs are like this big around, bruh. Like they're huge.
Because it definitely wasn't a goose, because like it was larger than a goose
egg is almost the size of a grapefruit.
Okay, then maybe it was a goose egg. Oh no, because
maybe it was a swan egg.
I swear they said ostrich or something along the lines.
Or emu.
Maybe emu? I don't know the size.
It could have been an emu egg, honestly. But oh my god, like to this day I think about it all the time because it was just I almost want to get three more bowls, but I want to be more considerate to the people that are waiting behind me. I'm like, I finished it, I'm like, I want more. Like and they had the Japanese That's not the same store. Wait, is that? Is that? Wait, is that Okinawa?
This is Ishigufu's Soba Restaurant in Okinawa.
No, they didn't have that much at the front, and it was more. It was a taller building.
I mean, it could.
Living quarters were upstairs.
It could have changed.
I mean, it could have changed.
Could have changed since you were there.
No, they had, again, they had living quarters upstairs.
So I from Camp Foster, Commissary Gate, turn right. I mean, it's right outside of Camp Foster.
I wasn't on Camp Foster. I was on.
Okay, so this is a different
I was
one.
On Futema.
Mm. Well, that's, I'm just, this is the Ishigufu that popped
there,
up.
There was more than one. It was a.
Obviously.
Yeah. They also had really weird restaurants. I don't want to say weird because I loved it. It was just unordinary because they had, you would order food off of a screen and they would come to you on a conveyor belt and it would ding when it gets to you. Mm-hmm. You would grab it and you eat it. That, even that food, like, amazing.
Go to Sushi Train downtown, or go to Sushi Fruit Train in Tulsa. Like, that's what they do, is there's literally a train that runs around and you just pull your sushi plates off, like, whatever you want.
Everything.
And they tally your plates up at the end.
Everything there was so amazing. Like, it was just, everything feels like.
I can't get into sushi.
I love it.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to get, not even you have to get the sushi. I mean, they have so many things. There's so many things to try. I can't remember the name of the other restaurant, whereas you pay for the time that you're there. So you'd be like, I want to eat for 2 hours. So you pay like $50 an hour, but it's unlimited food, literally as fast as you can eat, and as fast as you can order, as fast as they can get it out. You sit at a table, just two booths with a table in between, and then an open flame in the middle. And you can choose to use the flame to like cook like octopus. It's
Korean barbecue, yeah.
Yeah, it's so.
I've heard that's really good. I've
never had it. Specifically Japanese barbecue.
I'm going to say that's a Korean barbecue is a style of cooking like that in front of you.
But oh my. Because you could order, like, if you want to, you can just order the most expensive stuff constantly, like prime rib and all this other meat.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I wanted to try like one of everything. And a lot of people were very hesitant on trying the octopus.
Octopus is delicious.
It is delicious once you don't look at it and you get past the texture, it's delicious. Especially if you, the fun thing is if you get one that hasn't already been pre-cooked and then you pour soy sauce on it, the soy sauce runs through the muscles and it moves the legs around and it freaks people out. That's but weird. It's so cool.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's so cool. It tastes amazing.
I couldn't do that if my food was moving.
it's such a good experience. And I recommend if anyone ever gets the time for some reason just to go to Japan and just the cuisine and just the environment
and the money
because going from America to there is much more expensive than when I went from Okinawa to Tokyo, which was a $100 plane ride off of what I think was like a second class liner. It was like a one-story airport.
Let's go ahead. I just want to look.
I know I thought going to Europe was a lot more expensive than it is.
Oh, it's cheap.
It's not. Yeah, it's like a $200-$300 plane ride, and that's like almost round trip.
We talked about that like 2 weeks ago because we were talking about. I pulled it up on here. I remember on Hopper. My phone's not loading fast enough because I have Hopper up right now, trying to do Tokyo.
Yeah, I because I want to go to like Iceland and Greenland right now.
That's the cheapest place to go to right now too.
Mm-hmm. And I want to go there because people were talking about doing sitting in ice baths and just like it's kind of like an open spa. But everyone's just sitting in like this freezing cold water.
I think you're talking about that stuff that looks like milky blue, because those are the hot springs that are in Iceland. Like,
I didn't see the images. I just heard people talking about sitting in ice cold water with a bunch of people from Iceland that were very used to it.
A round trip flight from Tulsa to Tokyo is $1,200.
Yeah, usually about right. 12 cents sounds about right.
So if anyone wants to co-fund a trip back to Tokyo with me. I'm definitely willing to go back, and this time I won't blow $5,000 at a bar.
Damn.
I promise. I'm very impulsive by myself, but when I'm with somebody else, I feel a responsibility to be responsible for both parties. not like overseeing them, but just making sure I'm being responsible, so if anything happens, I can make sure I'm covering it.
Ah. Well, he's by himself.
Inhibition
goes out the window.
Yeah. When I'm by myself, I get blackout drunk on absinthe, end up with two hookers on both my arms, and then I end up in a car with a random chick with the police shaking me, telling me to wake up to pay the taxi driver.
That'll happen to you.
It will happen. It will happen to me, yeah.
And grandma was worried about me when I had a beer in each hand and chugging it. Like,
yeah.
This kid over here with hookers and police officers. This kid
living his best life right now. I got the stories. All right, so I had such a good experience in Tokyo because, like, it wasn't even around, like, any holiday season or anything. But there was just a live band on almost every street corner. Just playing to play. They didn't have, like, anything out to put money in. They were just playing. Mm-hmm. And people were just sitting there recording. And it was anything from pop music to folk music, metal, rock. Every genre you can think of, you can find it in Tokyo just walking. It was so lovely. And the music stories they have are so intricate. I mean, the stories in general is just so not what you're used to in America.
Yeah.
That, I mean, you just get hit with like a feeling of bewilderness. You're just like, oh my God, like this is...
Bewilderment.
Bewilderness.
Bewilderment.
Bewilderness. But yeah, oh, so lovely. I will say, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this before as well, but never interrupt a Japanese man in a suit when he's walking because he will not give two shits about you. You could ask him to save your child from a burning car and be like, oh, I don't know, I'm busy. And he'll just walk away. But a mother with four kids, and one of them, like, she was pushing a stroller with three kids on the side. I'm sitting there at a train station. I'm just, like, looking at all the signs in Japanese at a train station. I'm just like, I don't know which train to hop on. I don't know where I'm going. And this woman with all these kids, like, walks a good, like, 20 meters up to me. And she was like, hey, like, do you need help? Right, in very broken English, wasn't that good. But she was like, do you need help? And I was like, oh, yes, please. I was like, anything you can do, yes. I knew, at the time, I had very broken Japanese, but I could get off, like, what I was trying to get out. And, I mean, she pointed me in the right direction. She even walked me to my train. Nowhere near where she needed to be. Stranger. The nice... And I think that's one of the reasons why I have such a, like... I've always enjoy helping people now. Like, I always enjoy seeing someone like that looks like they need help. Be like, hey man, like, is there anything you need, anything I can help you with? Just because like their culture is just so helpful, so nice. It's just lovely. Lovely people, lovely place. And of course you'll have the same issues as you do here because there is a homeless issue, not nearly as big, but there is. There's also a trash issue because, you know, Japan, it's such a small country. But such a high quantity of people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they do great for themselves. And, yeah, I recommend if anyone ever has the money to go, please go. And it will widen your view on how people can and do live their lives.
But buy some merch first.
But yeah, buy some merch first. Spend that money on merch first before you...
Where are merch to Tokyo?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I would have... Listen, if we would have had the show, I would have worn my merch in Tokyo. And they would be like... Oh, hello, dumbass. Like, what's your shirt?
Did you say hello, dumbass?
Hello, dumbass.
Sound like it you said. Sound like you said hello, maybe dumbass.
Maybe a lot of people in Japan were just calling me dumbass.
I think it was. I think
it's, hey, what it was. Dumbass, get over here.
I think they were saying that.
Actually, I don't even know if hello, dumbass is actually a phrase. I just always say
it's it. Just hello, dumbass.
Hello, dumbass. They're just being really polite.
I know what you're trying to say, but I don't. I know that it's not quite right.
It's not quite right. I was decently good at Japanese too. Because I had to take a taxi like at least twice every 3 days. Mm-hmm. Because I had to go to the hospital all the time and the only taxis are, you know, Japanese taxis.
So it's like you're in Japan or something.
Yeah. As, well,
I don't think you're going to find an American taxi.
You have to think, in Okinawa, it's a 69 mile long by 20 mile wide island with like 6 military bases on it. So there was a lot of instances where you would just get a military guy that would just, there were Facebook groups, you could just get a guy to come pick you up. But I mean, I enjoy
as it. He's canonically said, he doesn't get on Facebook.
I don't get on Facebook. The only time I got on Facebook there was they had a thing where you have a thing called SIF gear for the Marine Corps. And SIF gear is the basically the combat gear you're issued. So like your pack, your vest and magazines, ammo pouches, magazine pouches, all these things. Magazine pouches and ammo pouches are the same thing.
I figured.
Yeah. Grenade pouches, glow sticks.
I didn't think you had like loose bullets just inside of a pouch.
Wait, let me get my 762. Shit, you have a handful, they're just falling out. Like, oh.
I had a feeling they were organized.
Yeah. But that's the biggest pain. Yes, is the Marine Corps is when you have to return all that. Because you have like all these like little things that just are attached to things. And then when they tell you to take it apart so they can inspect it, they want you to put it back together, and it's so easy just to miss something.
Yeah.
And in Okinawa, I mean, if you're on MCAS Futema, you have a lot of times at least two roommates. So three people to a room, it's so easy for someone who's leaving before you to take something of yours.
Yeah.
Or someone to just take something of yours in general, because sometimes they're shitty people. They're shitty people in everything.
They lost theirs and they're like, I'm not getting caught without it.
There's also a lot of people who would intentionally sell their gear for more money to somebody who lost theirs, because they know if they were to order their own stuff, it would be cheaper.
Yeah.
So they would sell their stuff for a higher price.
Supply and demand, baby.
And I did get lucky enough where I had extra of some things, because the people that had left previously somehow just got away with not turning in some of their gear. So I was like, I guess I'll just take this gear. I wish I would have gotten the face mask, honestly. I like that face mask. It was a really good face mask. But yeah, that's Civ gear. Like, if you don't turn that in, you end up owing like hundreds or thousands of dollars just because from these little things, just because it's military issued. So
yep,
it's expensive. Ugh. Fun times though.
Well, yeah, without those little things, the whole thing is obsolete, correct?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
not at all.
I figured that was why.
No, a lot of it's really useless. A lot of it's not useless for people who see combat, but it's really useless for someone who repairs aircrafts and that's all they do.
Okay, but that
but then goes again, back a Marine, to what I said, always though. A rifleman. No, because there was things I had.
Because if you turn that in without that little piece, and then it goes to someone that goes to combat and they don't have that piece.
No, still no, not really.
Okay.
Honestly, I mean, no one's going to miss like a glow stick or like hearing aid when you can buy that at the gas station for like a quarter or something.
They might.
It was a little, because every person I talked to, because I still know a bunch of guys are turning in their SIF right now in Okinawa. And a lot of them are just like, motherfucker, like I'm so tired of like counting through like these four pages of all this gear I have that I have to fit inside one sack. And it's like, oh my. And they just, yeah, it's not fun. They do not have a good time. But I'm happy to see a lot of my friends coming home right now. A lot of them worked, you know, those 10 to 14, sometimes 16 hour work days. And then, you know, a lot of times working weekends, and a lot of times they're only working weekends because somebody else fucked up. So it's just like, oh, as punishment, we're working weekends this weekend.
Yeah.
There was actually a lot of instances where they would make up something that you did to punish you just because they needed something to be done. So they would punish you to get you to do it, even though you didn't do anything. But they would also on top of that, actually add a punishment on top of that. So they would actually punish you. And then for your other punishment, you'd have to do the thing that they need to get done anyways. Where I'm just like, you could have just told me to do this. Like you didn't have to. There was one point where they took my helmet, took a piece, like, cause you have to wear a helmet to go out to the flight line, hearing aid, and in case you fall. So they took an earpiece out of my headset, out of my helmet, and then they forced me to search for it like, for like an hour. And then afterwards, they were just like, okay, well, where is it? And I said, I don't know, Sergeant. Like, I honestly, I can't find it. I don't know where I lost it. He was like, it's right here. And then I was like, oh, okay, Sergeant. I'm sorry for losing it. And then he had me clean the bathroom for 8 hours.
Because they took it?
Because they took it.
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah. There is a lot of that. There's a lot of that. And they had me clean the bathroom for 8 hours. 8 hours straight. I wasn't allowed to do anything else.
That'd be clean enough to eat off of.
No, it was literally, I had to hand scrub urinals. They were caked with calcium.
Nice. Yum.
Literally hand scrub. They said I couldn't use gloves.
Cool.
Yeah. Fun times in the Marine Corps.
That's a hard pass for me now.
Yeah.
The American military sounds great.
You know, there's the American Marine Corps sounds great. The other branch.
Insert heavy eye roll here.
I will say it's definitely not everywhere. It's mostly in Okinawa because you're so deprived from the people you know and your families. A lot of these people were married with kids, and some of them couldn't have their family sent over yet, or even if they could have their family sent over, they're still working 10 to 16 hours. So by the time they get there, everyone's asleep. And by the time they have to get to work, everyone's still asleep. So many people were just so deprived of anything they need in their life that, again, the whole situation of the Marine Corps, like having the bad stereotype of being stupid and being reckless and being dangerous, they're so deprived because I think they're the hardest working branch when it comes to like physical manual labor. They're one of the hardest working branches, in my opinion, that to that point, you're so deprived of everything that you're supposed to be getting in normal life, that by the time you get any kind of luxury, you abuse that luxury. Because it's like, this is what I get possibly for the next month is this night.
Yeah.
And then you do something stupid because you're being impulsive because you have, it's all you get. And then you make a stupid mistake and then you don't get anything to do for the next year. And that's your punishment, is that I know we didn't give you anything, but because we gave you one thing and you screwed it over, you don't get anything else.
Well,
it's a cycle. And again, it's mostly in places like Okinawa and these other places like Nine Palms, where it's the middle of a desert. There's nothing to do. So people literally like get drunk and have brawls where they're smashing beer balls on top of their heads. And that's not even uncommon. That's very common to happen. Nine Palms, if like for people in there in the Marine Corps, it's a name, you know, notoriously, because it's a place where nobody wants to go. Like, you'd probably rather be sent off somewhere to fight rather than be deployed to Nine Palms and just sit there for, you know, half your contract to do nothing and sit in a desert with heat.
No, that's a no for me, dog, on all fronts.
I have much love for these people because I know what they go through, and the people that can handle it, strong people, and I applaud them. And the people that can't handle it, I do not judge them whatsoever. I understand their pain, and I'm for some of them that couldn't handle it and, you know, just did one contract like me and just got out. I mean, I didn't do one contract and get out. I, you know, got medically discharged. But for the people who like got one contract and said, I'm done, I'm sorry that they didn't love it, but I'm glad they're back home and I'm glad that they get to live the life that they want to live, because everyone deserves to do what they want to do.
There you go. So go out and do whatever you want to do, as long as you don't hurt somebody else.
Yes, please do what yourself. You want to do. Or yourself.
I mean, I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Right.
But I mean,
if you want to hurt yourself,
if that's the life you choose to lead, then that's the life you choose to lead.
Yeah. Everyone should try to do what they want to do with their life. There's too many people not.
Life's too short not to have fun.
Yeah. There's too many people just not doing what they want to do and living miserably.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun in your life, please.
On that note, till next week. I messed that up. Sorry.
Rewind.
On that note, till next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.